Come on in, friends. Come on in. Come on in this room and tell me what's new and good with you this week as we close out yet another week in March. Well, over here where I'm at in South Kakalaki, South Carolina, for the rest of y'all, it is a warm 86 degrees, so spring has officially sprung. And while I am uber excited about that, I'm also utterly concerned because if it's 86 degrees on March 24th, that means the temperature in June, July, and August will be on hell, H-E-L-L. So, my name is Krishanda Torres, and I am your friendly health and wealth coach. And this is, of course, another episode of Couch Convos with Chris. If this is your first time tuning into this podcast, I help African-American women over 40 get rid of sugar and debt because, as Lizelle Graham, one of my favorite poets, said, every woman who heals herself heals her children's children. And I truly believe that. We are over here saying and teaching that it ran in the family until it ran into me. We are breaking generational curses and creating new legacies, legacies of health. March is National Nutrition Month, but before we get into our titillating topic on today, we must dispense with the medical disclaimer, the formalities of the medical disclaimer. The statements you hear on this podcast have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Any products you hear mentioned on this podcast are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Krishanda Torres is not a physician, and the relationship between Krishanda and her clients is not of a prescriber and patient, but as health coach and client. It is fully the client's choice whether or not to take advantage of the information Krishanda presents. OT&E Inc. and Krishanda Torres cannot guarantee any specific outcome, and your individual results may vary. Before beginning or adding any name supplement you hear mentioned on this podcast or any name modality that you hear mentioned on this podcast to your health routine and regime, please consult with a functional medicine or naturopathic doctor. Yes, friends, I say it so much I have it memorized now. Now that that's over, let's get into our titillating topic on today. We are still in the month of March, still talking all things dietary theory. For those of you who don't know, I graduated from the Institute of Integrative Nutrition, also known as IIN, the number one nutrition school in these here United States. And a part of my health coach training program was to study over 100 dietary theories. I can't give you everything that I studied, so we're just going to talk about the top 25 this month. We're deep diving the top 25 diets. And so since we've been going through the dietary alphabet, let's keep it going by talking about the letter R. We're up to the letter R today. And so today we're talking about the raw food diet. Before you say, just listen for a little bit. Let me give you some information and then you can make an informed decision. So friends, a raw food diet is focused on unprocessed and uncooked plant foods such as fresh fruits and vegetables, sprouts, seeds, nuts, grains, dried fruit, and seaweed. Now, this diet does omit foods that are processed or significantly cooked, and typically at least 75% of the foods must be living or raw on this diet. So this may not be the diet or the dietary approach that you want to explore, but needless to say, I will still provide the information so that you, in conjunction with your medical board of directors, that's your functional medicine or naturopathic doctor, your dietitian, your nutritionist, and you as your chief health advocate, can make the best decision on which approach you want to experiment with. Now, most people include a limited amount of foods that have undergone some cooking on this diet, as long as the food is not heated over 115 degrees Fahrenheit. The most popular raw food diet is, in fact, the raw vegan diet, but there are other forms which do include raw animal products and or meat. So during food preparation, there are specific techniques that are used to make the foods more digestible and add variety to the diet, which again could include some sprouting seeds, some grains and beans, some juicing fruits and vegetables, soaking nuts and dried fruit, and dehydrating fruits and vegetables. Now, raw foodies, this is the nickname for those who are devotees of this diet, and there are quite a few people, surprisingly. They believe that when you heat the food above 115 degrees Fahrenheit, you actually destroy critical enzymes that are there to aid in digestion and absorption of food. So that's why they don't like it to be over 115 degrees, and that's why they embrace a raw food diet. They believe that the foods cooked above this temperature actually lose a significant amount of their nutritional value. And so it's actually harmful to the body. Whereas uncooked foods provide living enzymes, the highest possible nutritional value. And some of the raw foodies believe that the raw food diet improves overall health and immunity, that it prevents degenerative disease, it slows down the effects of aging, and it boosts energy and balances emotion. However, there is some caution because this is a raw food diet. So it could lead to deficiencies in calcium, vitamin D, vitamin B12, iron, and zinc. And it's also been found to be too low in calories for some people. Raw foods are also associated with greater incidences, surprise, surprise, of foodborne illnesses such as food poisoning, gastroenteritis, or stomach flu. As I mentioned, this might not be the dietary approach for you. This is definitely not the dietary approach or appropriate for children, pregnant or nursing women, people who have anemia, or people at risk for osteoporosis. You should not experiment with a raw food diet. And there are actually leading authorities in the area of raw foods. One of my favorites is David, aka Avocado Wolf. He is one of the leading authorities on raw foods. Brenda Davis, RD, and Gabriel Cousins, who is also a medical doctor. So those are the leading authorities on this diet. If you want to know more about him, reach out to Avocado. He is on Facebook, he is on Twitter, and he is on Instagram. I'm not really familiar with Brenda Davis or Gabriel Cousins, but I'm very familiar with Avocado. So that's who I'd recommend that you reach out to if you have any questions about the raw food diet. As with all the other dietary theories that we've discussed, we want to talk about foods to include. So if you're experimenting with this diet, you want to include land and sea vegetables, fruits, nuts, seeds, beans, and grains. The foods that you want to avoid, of course, are cooked foods that are cooked above 115 degrees Fahrenheit, dairy, meat, poultry, fish, seafood, and processed foods. Some of the benefits, the pros of this diet are, it's believed to ward off disease and increase your energy. It can actually help you jumpstart a weight loss program if that's what your goal is to lose weight. And it may also help you improve your skin quality. Now, the downsides and the negatives are, again, it may be too low in calorie for some people. It may be difficult to stick to when you're eating out, right? And it may cause anemia. And so this is something that you have to weigh closely. As with any of the information that I present to you, I give you the four R's plus one. The four R's, you can receive this information I'm sharing, you can reason with it, go back and forth in your mind, go back and forth with your medical collaborative team and reason with it. You can completely reject it, but I urge you to highly, highly take advantage of the fourth R and research it for yourself. And then I always provide the plus one, which is the receipts to support what I'm saying. So the receipts on the raw food diet are going to come from Avocado, David Avocado Wolf's book, Longevity Now. I will drop that in my podcast so you can have the title. It's his book is called Longevity Now, A Comprehensive Approach to Healthy Hormones, Detoxification, Super Immunity, Reversing Calcification, and Total Rejuvenation. And again, as I said, you can find David Wolf on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram if you have specific questions about the raw food diet. I myself have not ever experimented with the raw food diet. I'm pretty good on enjoying my food the way that it currently is. But if I had to, I would seek the advice and counsel of David Wolf if I decided to embark upon this diet. So friends, that's in a nutshell the raw food diet. And as you know, we always go over the diet, foods to avoid, foods to eat, pros and cons, and then I always give you the receipts. I try to keep it I try to embrace the three B's of brevity that I learned in the military when I'm talking to you guys on the podcast, because I know you've got a busy day, you've got lots of stuff to get done, and you can't devote a full 60 minutes to listening to me talk to you. So I try to keep most of them between a maximum 45 minutes and a minimum, if possible, if I can deliver in 10 minutes. I want to be brief, I want to be concise, and then I want to be gone so you can get back to your day. So if this podcast added value, friends, or resonated with you, I, of course, invite you to join me again. We're up to the letter R. We're not finished with the alphabet. Come on back on Monday so you can see where we're at. I believe that we are on, let me see, I think Monday we are on the superfood diet. Yes, we are. We're up to the letter S, so we'll be talking about the superfood diet on Monday. I also invite you friends to do one of the following. Go ahead and visit my website at www.krishandatorres.com. This will also, the link will also be in the podcast. And you can, when you go to the website, click on the tab labeled groups and join one of my focus or support groups. We are doing Eating with the Seasons right now because it is spring. So if you want to learn more about Eating with the Seasons, check out the podcast that I did the other day on it and join the focus group. You can also check out our exciting and upcoming events and sign up for your next masterclass at krishandatorres.co. So this is Krishanda, your guide on the side, your friendly health and wealth coach, saying I hope you have a beautiful weekend. Get out, get some vitamin D, get some fresh air. It's time for you to get moving, friends, and enjoy the spring season. So until next time, cheers to your health and wealth.